With declining state revenue and decreasing enrollment, officials at SIU are looking to take advantage of technology to raise funds. On March the 6th, the SIU Foundation is sponsoring Celebrate SIU Day of Giving and encouraging people to celebrate the university's 150th anniversary by going online and donating. WSIU Radio recently sat down with Ray Goldsmith. Ray is the Interim Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations and also the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer for SIU.
The Day of Giving is a great opportunity to bring the university community, the local community, our alumni together to demonstrate their support of the university. Days of Giving are often used to shine a light on the importance of philanthropy and the benefits of philanthropy. They attract donors who have given for a long time, but they also focus on attracting new donors. And that's really a big deal for us because we know the research says once you donate, you're more likely to donate again and to donate more. So you're really sort of starting to build your pipeline for the future gifts of the university.
Many schools and entities in this region do a variety of fundraisers like this. Can you look at some of the past successes from previous years and compare with what you hope to do this year?
Well, every year is a little different because the projects we invite people to support are different. For example, one of our previous SIU Days of Giving focused on Campus Lake when we were working on revitalizing Campus Lake. And we had a lot of success because that's a touch point for many, many of our alumni. This year, our focused project is the Saluki Alumni Plaza project, but people can also give to scholarships in their departments of choice. They can give to academic programs. They can give to student initiatives. It's a way where you can really hone in what you're passionate about and make that connection to the university.
I have to ask you this, is there a specific goal or a specific dollar amount?
We don't set a dollar amount. We do ask people to think about what we attracted last year and to grow that. Last year we raised about $480,000. We hope this year will be an especially big year, in part because we are launching our 150th anniversary in association with the Day of Giving. So we've got a lot of special things planned that we haven't done in the past to really engage the community, to get our students involved.
Where will the money go?
The people have their choices of what they want to give to. We have a website that is siuday.siu.edu. It's not active now, and we will have a whole menu of items people can give to a program in the college of their choice. They can give to a student organization. They can give this year. We always have a special project. This year it will be an alumni-focused project called the Saluki Alumni Plaza. This is going to be an area of campus with a beautiful sculpture of running Saluki dogs that will become sort of a touch point for graduates and for alumni to return to.
In fact, on the website about this, I see quite a few videos from SIU alums, correct?
That's correct. There are lots of cool things you can do on that website, too, as the day progresses. You can see what states people are donating from. So if you see a state that is not showing what we would hope from donations, you can call up your friends in that state and say, hey, we need to get you on the board. You can also track what people are giving to. You can see who's giving, although you certainly have an option of remaining anonymous. You don't have to be listed there, but we do have a donor wall. So it's a very engaging way of demonstrating philanthropy and letting people see the impact of their gifts.
Sure. All right. Very interactive day. That's going to be fun. Talk about the SIU Foundation. Let's see, what budget dollars it receives and where does the money go?
The foundation receives gifts that it expends and invests on behalf of the university. So the foundation is a separate organization. It is where the donors give, and then the impact is made when the foundation spends that money on behalf of the institution. Based on the institution's priorities, they work in partnership with each other. So it's a place for private donors to make their contributions to support SIU. So the SIU Foundation supports SIU Carbondale and the medical school specifically. So when you give to the foundation, you are giving to the SIU campus and medical school.
the SIU Day of Giving. Of course, you've mentioned this ties into the 150 year of celebration of us as a campus. Can you elaborate more on that?
Sure. We are celebrating our sesquicentennial, our 150th anniversary, and we'll be doing that for a full year, starting with the Day of Giving. So this is just the launching point.
How important is the foundation and the work of the foundation, Ray?
Well, it's very important because we are, again, able to help the institution reach that next level when other resources may not be as forthcoming. Now, donor dollars don't replace state dollars, but they are critically important to the overall future of the institution. I would also just say that the Day of Giving itself, we did the first one 2 years ago, and we were really thrilled and a little bit surprised at how it brought the community and the university together for a very positive purpose, unlike anything we had seen in recent years. Last year was the same thing. So the Day of Giving and the opportunity to do good and make a difference through your donations really sends a message about the value of SIU and its importance to the region.
That's SIU's Ray Goldsmith, Interim Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations and Chief Communications and Marketing Officer for SIU. And she was talking about the upcoming March 6th Day of Giving. For more on this initiative, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.